This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden says Israel has agreed to halt military action in the Gaza Strip over the holiday Ramadan, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan that begins March 10th. He made the remarks on NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers program. More from Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang.
In his late-night appearance Monday, Biden said Israel risks losing support from the rest of the world. He added that the Israeli government made a commitment to him to try to evacuate large portions of Rafah, which has millions of displaced Palestinians who fled other war-torn parts of Gaza before Israeli forces move in to target what he called the remainder of Hamas. The last deal to suspend fighting came in November, where Hamas released more than 100 hostages and Israel freed about three times as many Palestinian prisoners. In recent weeks, both Israel and Hamas have publicly maintained positions that are far apart for a potential truce, while blaming the other for delays. Israel continues to say it will not end the war until Hamas is destroyed, while Hamas says it will not free hostages without an agreement to end the war.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. A Moscow court Tuesday sentenced the leader of a Nobel Prize-winning human rights group to 30 months in prison. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Oleg Orlov was convicted of discrediting the Russian army in an article that he wrote denouncing the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Orlov has said the case against him is politically motivated. The verdict concluded a retrial after Orlov was earlier ordered to pay a fine. The prosecution appealed the fine, seeking a harsher punishment. The verdict highlights Moscow's lack of tolerance for any criticism of its war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Following a meeting of European allies, French President Emmanuel Macron said late Monday he could not rule out sending troops to Ukraine. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron talked about the possibility of sending ground troops into Ukraine. After a meeting on Ukraine in Paris with European and other Western officials, Macron said here through an interpreter, there's no consensus to send in troops on the ground, but in terms of dynamics,
we cannot exclude anything. We will do everything we can to prevent Russia from winning this war.
Macron did not go into detail about which nations were considering sending troops. He says nothing can be ruled out.
The people said never ever today were the same ones who said never ever planes, never ever long-range missiles, never ever tanks. They said all that 2 years ago.
Macron cited the need to solidify security to head off any Russian attacks on additional countries in the future. I'm Ed Donahue.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO, meanwhile, has begun a massive military training exercise in the Mediterranean Sea designed to hone submarine hunting skills of the alliance members. NATO Submarines Commander Rear Admiral Thomas Wall gave a brief outline of the project at a ceremony in Sicily as the exercises began on Monday.
This exercise will take place mainly off the coast of Sicily. Allied Navy units from nine nations begin the challenging training with the opportunity to improve their skills in anti-submarine and anti-surface warfare until the exercise completes on March 8th.
In the anti-submarine warfare exercise titled Dynamic Manta 24, naval assets will take turns hunting or being hunted in close coordination with air and surface assets to train and refine capabilities in this particular type of warfare. Seven NATO submarines from Greece, France, Italy, Spain, Turkey, and the U.S. are participating in the complex drills. With a trial less than a month away, a New York District Attorney is seeking a gag order for former U.S. President Donald Trump as he goes to court over alleged hush money payments. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg asking a judge for a partial gag order on Donald Trump to protect prosecutors, court staff, jurors, and witnesses, arguing the former president's attacks pose a significant threat to the trial starting March 25th. Trump continually denying charges involving alleged hush money payments to cover up affairs from voters. The DA citing a surge in threats and messages, including leave Trump alone or Bragg will get assassinated. More than 600 emails and phone calls to his office. Julie Walker, New York.
You'll find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.